So I've been discussing this article that Rav Shechter writes about the Rav Yosef Dovid Levi Soloveitchik, and I was talking about his approach towards Hashkafa. So in a different volume he has, Mipnei Rav, he says that people commonly think that there are two different sections in Torah. There's Halacha and Hashkafa. I have Halacha, all the laws, like how to wave a lulav, how to put on tefillin, and Hashkafa, my outlook. He says he heard from Rav Aaron Kahn, who's one of the other Rosh Yeshiva, that he heard many times from the Rav, who got from his Rebbeim, that this is a mistaken understanding. Even that which we call Hashkafa is also part of Halacha. In other words, there's Halacha about what the Hashkafa should be. He says, and just like there are Halacha, what you're allowed to, what you're not allowed to do, and similarly there are Halacha about what, like what a person's attitude should be. You know, today it's a big issue. Sometimes people think, well, you know, if I wave lulav, I put on tefillin, you know, I observe Shabbos, so I'm frum. But there's sometimes people, they're, you know, they do the right actions, but their Hashkafa are famished. And so they both need to be brought into, you know, consonance with Torah. All right, there was another point that Rav Shechter had mentioned about how the Rav would give shiurim in Yiddish, and then at a certain point in time, around Tavshin Chaf, you know, around the fall of 59, he switched over to English, and he would always give over the bituyim the way his father had taught him. So it's interesting, the Rav, again, this is in Rav Shechter's Sefer Mipnei Rav, the Rav wrote a letter. There used to be a Yiddish newspaper here in New York, Der Tug. Der Tug means the day, and it folded, I think, in the early 70s. But the Rav wrote a letter to Der Tug, and he wrote the letter in Yiddish, and in the letter, he said that he was not a Yiddishist. A Yiddishist, he says, that he wasn't somebody who believed that there was an absolute value in Yiddish as a language, but he was, he says, I tell you, in Yiddish, I must say, in the Yiddish, it sounds more powerful. He has a Hebrew translation here. Listen to the line. Ich bin nicht kein Yiddishist, welcher gläubt, as this Lashon Alein stellt mich sich vor an absoluten Wort, aber Gemara Yid bin ich Yid Ya. So I'm not a Yiddishist, but I'm a Gemara Jew, he says. So he says in Halacha, there's two types of, you have Kedusha, something which has absolute Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah and Tefillin, and then you have things that are Tashmishe Kedusha. You have the mantel and the Sefer Torah. You have the bag that the Tefillin are in. So on Shabbos is a halacha, you're limited what you're allowed to say from a house that's burning on Shabbos. It may sound counterintuitive, but Chazal was Adam Bahul Mamonov. If we let everybody save everything, even if carrying is not an issue, you're limited what you can take out because we're afraid that a person will be so concerned with his property, he'll come to put out the fire. So, but on Shabbos, you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah, but you could save the Sefer Torah and the mantel that it's in. You could save tefillin, but you could also save the tefillin with the bag that they're in. So there's an element of Tashmish Kedusha. So he wanted to say that he thought that Yiddish didn't have a status of something absolute Kedusha, but it did have a level of Tashmish Kedusha. It's interesting the way he's able to put everything into a category. So he says, this is the language that the Rama taught Torah in, the language of the Maharshal, the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says, in this language, the Baal Shem Tov, the Dober, the Magid of Mezrich, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, they all express themselves in this language. And he says that until that day, this was in 1961, he says that Rosh Yeshiva give over the shiurim in Yiddish. So he thought that it was like the tick. He thought it was like the bit. You know, I'll say, I mean, I think Farsi is a wonderful language, French is a wonderful language, all languages are wonderful, but I don't think it's the same as Yiddish. I mean, Yiddish is a language that was distinct for the Jewish people. Farsi, the non-Jews speak Farsi. You know, no, just one minute. But Yiddish itself, in it, I think contains, I'll tell you something that I learned. I took Yiddish many years ago. In Yiddish, the way I was taught, if I'm studying a topic, I say ich learn sich, which means like I teach myself, reflexive. But if I'm studying Torah, I say ich learn Torah. So why is one reflexive, one not? So in other words, I think it's because in Torah you get siyatim and shemayim. In other words, I'm studying mathematics. You say ich learn sich mathematik. I study, like I'm teaching myself mathematics. But if I want to say I'm learning Torah, even if you're not religious, you say I'm studying Torah, I'm learning Torah. So the language itself, it contains so much of Jewish values in it. I think it's such a sad tragedy that, unfortunately, at least in the modern Orthodox world, it's really not being taught in schools, generally speaking. And I think that's very sad and unfortunate. What's up?
Would you say the same thing about Ladino? I don't know. Possibly. I don't know. Yeah. What's up? What do you got from you, Rabbi Bussel?
Related to what you're doing the last 2 days. So the first is that when I learned in Israel in the Beer Yeshiva, I learned from Rashi Arieli.
Yeah.
So his natural, his mother tongue is Hebrew.
Right.
I believe.
Yeah.
But he learned Yiddish to go to Nachum Shir. Right. And learn Yiddish. And so I used to hear sometimes he gives Shir in Yiddish, and sometimes he listens to him give Shir in Hebrew.
Right.
And even though his mother tongue was Hebrew,
yeah,
it was clear that he was giving Shir, when he was giving Chaburas in Hebrew,
right,
he was translating from the Yiddish.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was stuck in his mind, yeah, in the Yiddish.
Yeah. I'll mention something else. This is a little closer to you. Gabriel Aronoff has told me his son Oren is in the Mir Yeshiva, and Oren, the way I understand it, has spent the years in the Mir. He learned Yiddish there, and he translates Yiddish for the other students. So even though he's Sephardic, he knows the Yiddish and is able to translate it. Yeah, what's up?
Mamelushim.
Yeah, correct.
That's Mamelushim.
Right.
Which has a lot of meaning.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, what's up? What else you have?
The other thing is that, I'm not sure if you may be familiar with this, but Rav David Cohen from Gvul Yavetz in Flatbush, and he's printed at least two or three svarim going through many famous Yiddish phrases.
Yeah, I think I have one. I have one of those volumes at home. Like every Montug and Dornishtug, like something like that. It's like something happens every Monday and Thursday. It's like Ukrisa Torah days. Anyway, but you're right. So Yiddish has a lot of power to it, and the traditions with it. It's just sad that it's not being given over more. Okay. In the Mir. I'm saying, but in the modern world, not. And in the more Haredi world, yes. Okay, what's up?
Sometimes you need a paragraph to describe one word.
Right. Like machatenista. Mm-hmm. So in English, you have to say, but they have that in Hebrew, though, is mechutenin or whatever, mechutenin, I don't know what the female version is. Okay.